This news update's being brought to you by Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? In Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. A stolen firearm report was taken November 19th at a residence on Iroquois Drive in Pigeon following discovery that a handgun was missing from a locked case. According to responding deputies, the missing firearm is a Smith & Wesson M&P 9 Shield Easy, last seen about a year ago and only recently discovered as stolen when the owner's son found the case tampered with while cleaning the home. The case, previously moved in October and reportedly intact at the time, was discovered with signs of forced entry in a spare bedroom. The son suspected a teenage friend who had previously joked about taking the firearm might be involved. That individual is believed to live on James Street in Elkton. Police were unable to contact the person for questioning as of November 20th, but will continue investigative efforts. Authorities have entered the firearm as stolen in the Law Enforcement Information Network, known as LEAN. The investigation remains active, and anyone with any information is encouraged to contact local law enforcement. Virginia Smith, age 39, of Port Huron, led deputies on a multi-county police chase after she fled a traffic stop in Kimball Township just after midnight, November 21st. The chase spanned several townships and ended in Worth Township when Smith crashed her unregistered and uninsured vehicle into a tree. She was treated at a local hospital and then taken into custody. Smith faced arraignment in 72nd District Court on multiple charges, including felony fleeing, two counts of resisting and obstructing, second offense operating while intoxicated, reckless driving, and open alcohol in a vehicle. Bond was denied due to the seriousness of the offenses and public safety concerns. And ITC Michigan has announced $290,000 donation to 7 food banks serving communities throughout the Lower Peninsula during the holiday season. The funds are part of ITC's Greater Giving Program and contribute to the company's larger $450,000 pledge supporting food banks across Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota, and Kansas. Beneficiaries include Gleaners Community Food Bank of Southeastern Michigan, Forgotten Harvest, Food Gatherers, Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, Greater Lansing Food Bank, South Michigan Food Bank, and Feeding America West Michigan Food Bank. ITC Michigan stated the initiative aims to address increased food assistance needs during the holidays and reflects its ongoing commitment supporting local communities. And we'll be back right after this.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Joyce Ann Brown, age 87, of Ubley, died Sunday, November 23rd in United Hospice Service of Aspire Marlette. She was born June 25, 1938, in Cass City, and went on to marry Keith Norse Brown on May 14, 1960, in Cass City. Joyce is survived by her children, Lori, Lisa, Ken, and Tim, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The funeral service will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th in Cran's Funeral Home, Cass City. Interment will be in Elkland Township Cemetery, and memorials may be made to the United Hospice Service of Aspire Marlette. Visitation will be from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 24th, and again from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesday, November 26th, both in Cran's Funeral Home in Cass City. And we'll be back right after this.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So, Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And we're back with more news. Police in Illinois report that Morgan Geiser, one of the perpetrators in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing case, was taken back into custody after allegedly cutting off her monitoring bracelet and fleeing a group home, with officers saying she identified herself by telling them to search her name online once she was located. In Afghanistan's Taliban-led government has accused Pakistan of launching overnight airstrikes into three eastern provinces that killed 10 civilians, mostly children, according to local officials, while Islamabad has not publicly offered full details, heightening tensions between the neighboring countries over cross-border militancy. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Sure Better Health. Better life, are you sure? And Flannery Auto Mall, located a mile east of downtown Bad Axe.
At Beta Seed, there's a science to breeding confidence. Each hybrid we release represents a decade of research and testing designed to drive yields, manage disease, and perform in your region and on your farm. Our breeders never stop pushing for what's next, creating hybrids that deliver more value with every generation. Because confidence isn't claimed, it's proven. Learn more at betaseed.com. Beta Seed, breeding confidence.
This Black Friday, celebrate 20 incredible years with Dizzy Daisy Winery. For one day only, enjoy 20% off regular price wines and merchandise. Dizzy Daisy Winery has the perfect wine for your Thanksgiving table. Whether you're pairing it with turkey, toasting with family, or gifting for the holidays, Dizzy Daisy Winery's got the flavors to make your celebrations unforgettable. Don't miss this one day only deal. 20% off Black Friday only on wines and merchandise. Dizzy Daisy Winery, located north of Bad Axe, 1288 Crown Road, or call 989-269-2366 to place an order. Open Friday through Monday, noon to 5 p.m.
And that's been your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.